Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show that Kansas City's ever had.
Give me your, give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady.
Hey, welcome back.
But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else.
Coming up at 4 o'clock. We've had this in our stack for a couple days, but it makes me so mad, so we've been pushing it, and we can no longer push this today. After several deaths in Florida from the new Delta variant of the COVID virus, and apparently up in the Northland, in our neck of the woods, the numbers are terrible with new cases because of low vaccination rates. Dr. Hawkinson has just agreed to join us at 4 o'clock. One of the first questions we are going to ask him, does the vaccine protect you from the new Delta variant? And in Florida, Scott, I think there were 6 patients, 2 or 3 of them died after being exposed to patient zero in this IT office. And the one person who either didn't get sick or survived was vaccinated. But we want to know, is that a fluke? Or is this Delta variant that's here, can it also get you if you have been vaccinated? If you have not been vaccinated, look up those deaths in Florida. Probably not going to change your mind. I don't know why. I don't get it. But if you are still not vaccinated, people are now dying from that Delta variant.
Story here from the New York Post. They issued an SOS. I'm not going to read that part. A team of emergency rescue divers was flummoxed after responding to the scene of a nude, drowning woman.
This is so funny. I know
it was in Japan.
This
was
funny.
Off the northeast coast of Japan.
Yeah.
Emergency rescue crews were flummoxed. They were responding to the scene of a nude, drowning woman, only to discover that it was actually a life-size doll. Let's leave it at that, if you know what I mean.
It was anatomically correct. Did they pull her out of the water?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I have an update on a story.
She's perfectly safe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do.
What is your update?
Do you remember the Ding Dong who somehow
nice
went
transition,
into the
Ding Dong
Ford dealership, I think this was also up north, and scammed them out of a $58,000 SUV. We talked about this a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And the whole topic that hour was like, how the hell do you just walk in to a car dealership?
We're trying to figure out if it would be fraud.
Yeah, walk out with a $60,000 SUV. Then the ding-a-ling takes a photo.
Right.
Look at me in my new car, because I said, hey, you know, congratulations on your new purchase. Do you mind if we take your photo to put it up on the wall? Sure, go ahead. They take his photo. So police find this guy within the hour. He has now been charged. And they say he used a stolen ID to purchase that $60,000 SUV. He is charged now with felony identity theft. They do believe he used a stolen identity to purchase the $58,000 Ford Explorer. Suspect made it easy to follow his trail after posting a photo with his new purchase at the dealership. Turns out, on Tuesday, police officially identified the man as 37-year-old Anthony M. Cook. He remains in custody in Kansas on different charges, but has now been charged in Platt with felony identity theft, as well as stealing more than $25,000 or more in regards to the incident.
Okay. A couple of quick questions from the text line. Somebody wants to know, when they pulled the doll from the waters in Japan, did she have a very surprised look on her face? I think so.
As if to say, thank you.
Or to say, oh.
For my rescue.
Thank you. Oh, you're here to save me.
To be a fly on the wall when they pulled that thing out of the water. Because I'm sure they were, someone called 911. They were panicked. There's like a woman face down.
If you look at the picture, it literally looks like a woman is drowning.
There's a photo?
Of the, yes, not woman floating
the doll
in the water. Yeah.
Oh, God. It looks like a, it.
Let me see.
That is an incredibly lifelike, what looks like a dead body face down in the water.
It's expensive. This is not one of those from, like, the movie Old School with Will Ferrell, one where you just...
Right. The cheap ones. You can buy it at, like, Party City or whatever.
Right.
Not the inflatable. No.
No. This looks like a very expensive, you get it on the internet kind of doll. Mm-hmm. And somebody else wants to know what's up with Terrible Joke Tuesday. I don't know. We haven't... it hasn't come up, whether we do it or not. So I don't know. Let's talk about you for a moment.
I'm still reading about this.
Well, we can read about that during the course break.
And your husband's multivitamins.
Can I just humor me here, and okay, we'll keep this completely above board.
Please.
It's unclear how the doll ended up in the water, okay? How much are these things?
Depends on what kind and what quality you want.
I will not be Googling that.
They
I'm
can
sorry.
Be very expensive. You can get the one at Party, not Party City, but Pervert City, for like $20-$30.
Right. Or this does not appear to be that.
You can go online, not that I have, but I have listened to The Rock from time to time. There are very expensive dolls that one may purchase.
Lifelike. Okay, one very Twitter lifelike. User has chalked this bizarre rescue up to illegally dumping of oversized trash.
That's what they
because
got
because of Japan's stringent laws concerning garbage disposal. There's no room over there. So if you have an oversized item, right, people are, you know, you're not going to probably put that out next to your recyclables, if you know what I mean.
Might give away a few secrets.
There's a market for that stuff.
Okay. I'm not looking it up. I was just curious.
You can't. Sam, you can look it up.
I am not looking up how much a doll like that would... I'm not doing it. But I'm sure you could pay $20,000 or I'm sure...
Well, I think it's more in the neighborhood of like $5,000 to $10,000. Yes.
Texture says $4,000 to $6,000. How do you know?
Why do you ask? You ask questions, you get answers.
Mm-hmm.
I never get to say, I told you so on this program. You are always the one who says, who called it? Who is Nostradamus? Who always says that I told you that this was a scam? When we get back, there's an update to that woman that claimed she had 10 babies, and I called it!
Okay.
Guess where she is today? And it's not a hospital.
Jail.
She's in a psych ward. Cuckoo, ka-choo, there ain't no babies. I called it. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
All right, welcome back.
You know, if she had just stuck with octuplets.
Can't break no records with
that. Maybe we wouldn't be talking about this today, but I knew it. I called this a few weeks ago. This is from the New York Post. Woman who claims she gave birth to 10 babies admitted to psych ward. The woman who claims she gave birth to 10 babies at once has been admitted to a hospital for a psychiatric evaluation amid growing speculation over whether she actually was ever pregnant, let alone with decuplets. Mm-hmm. Jazame Sithole, age 37.
Thank you for the pause. And
made
the
headlines for the alleged record-breaking birth, but was taken to the psych ward last week. The medical evaluation has shown there was no pregnancy. It also shows there are no physical scars to indicate a recent C-section, a source tells the New York Post. Her attorney says she's being held against her will, but mm-hmm. didn't comment about the lack of 10 babies popping out of that belly.
Well, maybe she was admitted to the psych ward because taking care of 10 babies can drive you crazy.
It's overwhelming, right?
It would drive you nuts.
The hospital visit is the latest turn in the strange saga, which has involved even the reputed baby's father calling the children's existence into question. He made several attempts to visit his girlfriend, but she has failed to disclose her whereabouts or the whereabouts or condition of her babies. Local health officials have said they have no record of 10 babies being born at any of the region's private or public facilities. And this is how that story unraveled, you remember, in Grain Valley. Years ago, a woman claimed she had 5 babies. And man, the media ate that up. We went over
well,
there.
Well, she also had set up a GoFundMe
she
page.
She set up this GoFundMe. And, yeah. She held all of the little outfits up. And as soon as they come home, you'll have the exclusive. We'll show you those babies. And either someone at KU or Mercy started contacting the media saying, you know, there's only a couple of very high level NICUs around right. town that could handle 5 or 6 babies at once.
Right.
And they started reaching out privately to say, we do not have a record of any sextuplets being born or quints or whatever she's claiming. They're not here. And then the other hospital, well, they're not here.
She had 5 babies?
I think she claimed she had 5. There were none.
Those are pentatuplets. Pentatuplets.
For 5?
Mm-hmm, like Pentagon pentatuplets.
No.
Okay.
There's quads, there's quints, and then there's the crazy woman who said she had 10 that didn't.
That's a decatuplet.
It was supposed to be a decatuplet.
So anyway, life coach.
Yeah, let's get into that one.
Okay.
You've been ignoring the elephant in the room the entire time we've been on the show.
I am not ignoring the elephant. I went 2 hours today.
You went to see a life coach.
I did.
And what happened?
I am over the moon.
Okay. What happened?
He is going to be my wingman. He is helping.
What am I, chopped liver?
Yes. I love it. I went today. I called my husband as soon as it was over. I'm like, I'm in. I absolutely love it.
Okay, great. We got the fact that you love it. What happened?
Well, it's kind of like therapy, but it's this ongoing working on you kind of thing.
What do you need to work? Is he going to drive you away from the show?
No, 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 no.
Are it's you? More, is he going to fix you? Because if he is, yeah, he's fired.
Yes. He works with a lot of people in the semi and glaring public eye.
Great.
He'd be good for you, too.
I don't need it.
Oh, you have all kinds of crazy in there.
No, I don't.
And so he, you know, there are some specific anxieties that come with the kind of work that we do. And that is in his wheelhouse of handling that.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 hours?
Oh, yeah. It was good. I've got homework. I got stuff to fill out. Reading
what's
to do.
What's your homework? What do you have to do?
It's, you know how right when you go into any therapy session, they kind of want to know who you are. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little different with you and I, Scott, because we've got it all out there. I mean, he was like, holy hell, one Google search and there it is. And so it's different stuff, like, you know, just your family structure and what you think you need to work on.
What do you think you need to work on?
Definitely anxiety.
We've got that. We talked about that yesterday.
I think he's going to help with that.
Okay.
Finance.
Oh, yeah.
And ADD.
I don't know that anybody can help.
No, he's going to help. He's going to help.
Okay. He's going to help you with ADD.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to teach you how to focus on one thing and pay attention to it at a time.
I think he's going to help me be able to still do 20 things at once without exploding like a volcano every once in a while. Because you know me, I am the world's greatest multitasker. I can listen to the nonsense coming out of your mouth. I can read ahead at a story. I can check my bank balance and send emails all at the same time while I'm talking.
I think you're a little overconfident in your ability
to multitask.
No, you can multitask.
I'm the queen.
You're good at it. Somebody wants to know if I will be able to sue this life coach when he ruins the show.
No.
Yes.
No, he's
and
not going to make
and
me.
And I'm going to sue him.
I almost said he's not going to make me normal. It's just I like someone who deals in our specific venue of employment.
Okay.
Because it's a weird place to work. You would even acknowledge that, Scott. It's not a normal work environment.
Never has been.
Never has been.
That's fine.
My whole life it never has been.
Okay. All right. When we get back, we're going to take a quick break for the news. When we get back, some Indiana residents are now suing the governor. They say, I don't want to go back to work. I'm not going back to work.
And they're suing? Mm-hmm.
They're and I said residents.
Please.
Residents are suing. Yes. We also have an update coming up later on today. We told you last week about the New Jersey school board that was changing the holidays to, instead of Christmas.
And just a day off.
And not, you know, Martin Luther King Day, Memorial Day. It's holiday one, holiday two, holiday three, holiday four, et cetera. There's an update on that story out of New Jersey. It's safe to say it did not go well with the constituents.
You think?
No. They didn't like that
happy
idea.
Happy day off.
Enjoy your holiday one. We'll see you when you get back. Okay. Bye.
What are you doing for holiday three?
Oh, you know, we haven't made plans yet.
We'll have
full
time.
We're spending all our money on holiday four.
How many do we have here? I don't even know.
There are 12 national holidays now.
Okay. 12, including the new Juneteenth. There's 12.
There are 12. That is correct.
Okay.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Let's get to the newsroom first, though, and here is Dan Weinbaum in just a moment.
Dreams, that's where I have to go.
Story here from the Indianapolis Star. Shannon Singer Mann has not worked at her restaurant job since COVID-19 began, spreading last spring, because her son suffers from lung disease and brain tumors. She's worried that he's vulnerable of dying from coronavirus infection if she passes it on to him. So instead of the typical $600, $700 a week that she brings in from restaurant work, she's been relying on $300 a week from the federal unemployment program that the governor in Indiana is ending 3 months early. She's already exhausted her state unemployment, says Shannon Singer Mann. We'll have to decide which utility to pay, which household items to let go of. We'll have to change what kind of shampoo we use, what kind of toilet paper we use. Those stories from residents are outlined in a lawsuit that is now being filed against Indiana state officials challenging the state's decision to end federal benefits by the end of this week. Singer Mann is just one of many who have talked with the USA Today Indianapolis Star. She is not part of the lawsuit, though. She hopes that a ruling in her favor, though, will allow her to support her family as she completes high school education, blah, blah, blah. The Marion County Superior Court decision, which could be made in the next few days, could temporarily keep people on benefits while a judge hears the rest of the case. Now,
this is not going to be a popular topic. There's no lawsuit here.
Well, she's not part of it, but many in Indiana have filed a lawsuit against the governor to force reinstatement of the federal unemployment benefits through September, which is when it's actually supposed to end, but I believe it's now up to 27 states that have
already opted out.
Yeah, Missouri being one of them. Yep. They were one of the early ones. I believe it was on June 12th, midnight on June 12th, that Missouri opted out.
And even in Missouri, people are still having trouble finding employees.
It's just shocking.
10 days later.
I honest to goodness, I don't know what the answer is. And for somebody like this woman that they highlight in the Indianapolis Star, I'm sure there are other benefits that she could receive because her son has some health issues. But who is suing the state? I'll tell you one thing. And
even I will say this could not go on forever. That's coming from my incredibly liberal, fabulous, left-leaning mouth. The benefits cannot go on forever. There has to be a date. And if there has to be a date, which there does, there will always be an argument over the end of that date. So you could push it to September. There will be people arguing it should go on another year past September or another 2 weeks
or
another 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with the date, but somebody has to pick a date.
Here's what I learned, and I was saddened by it in the last, I don't know, 15, 16 months since COVID sent everything out of whack. We are not as industrious and as hardworking as we sort of cliche-like want to believe. We're just not. We're angrier than I ever expected, and we're really not that hardworking as a people. We'll get through it. Some of us will go to work. Some of us won't. Oh, man, you're going to let me stay at home now? That's sweet. I don't even have to get dressed up to go to work now. That's great. You're going to end these programs for unemployment early? Are you high, Governor? No, I'm not. There are 9.2 million jobs in America right now that cannot be filled. We don't have an unemployment problem in America. Let me rephrase that. We don't have an employment problem in America. What we have are people who are, and I'm sorry for being so crass, who are too lazy to get off their ass and go get a job. Period. Full stop. Yep. Look at that. New term. And it hurts to hear it, and it's annoying to say it, but it's the truth. America does not want to work the way we always thought it did.
Are there any figures out there suggesting that the states that ended these benefits the earliest are now back to filling all of these restaurant jobs?
No,
because I have not seen it.
Well, keep in mind, Missouri just ended theirs 10 days ago.
I know.
And they were one of the early ones.
But I need to go back and look. Who was the first state to end it? Was it Texas? I need to go back and look.
Say it was South Carolina.
How soon will we know in South Carolina, are those help wanted signs coming down because people flooded back into the market? I have always said I think it is a more complex issue than people would just rather take the free money and they don't want to go back to work. There are nuances to everyone's different situation.
Agreed. And I can't paint with a broad brush, which I just did, and suggest that the only reason why there are help wanted signs everywhere and the experience that you had last weekend trying to find a restaurant,
yeah,
the experience we had on Mother's Day, where there were just too many people wanting a seat and not enough people to serve, it is too easy to say that that's all because everybody's sitting at home waiting for their federal assistance. That's not true. It is partly true. Even some of the most, dare I borrow your term, most liberal people who are commentators on television will admit to that. That the benefits are lasting too long and they're too much of an incentive to stay at home and go then get a job. 576-7798. And now you have people in the state of Indiana, for example, suing their governor for opting out early. 576-7798. Ryan and Lawrence. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. And hey, Dana, how you doing?
Hi. So good. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, you just mentioned something. And Dana, I wanted to also echo what you said also, this idea that people are suing the governor. Suing the governor. As I was telling Sam, there are two things in this life that could hold people back. Number one, their health, and number two, the economy. Within the pandemic, we had health regulations that took precedence over the economy. Now it's the exact opposite. Why? Because the economy cannot be shut down for an indefinite period of time. You cannot impede economic progress legally in this country and get away with it. And that's what this lawsuit, I think, is all about.
All right. Ryan, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it, my friend. 576-7798. Hey, don't forget, Dr. Hawkinson is going to join us right after the 4 o'clock news from the University of Kansas Health Systems. Fantastic guest and a good friend of the program. We're going to talk about the new variant.
What is it? It's called Delta.
Delta variant, yeah.
Where is it? How are you protected? If you are vaccinated, are you protected? And if you're not, people are dying. And we'll talk about those cases out of Florida.
Yeah.
Really quickly, you asked which states did it first.
Yeah.
Four states tied. Mississippi, Missouri, Iowa, and Alaska all dropped it on June 12th. Alaska only dropped the additional 300 and still has the other programs. The first three states that I mentioned dropped all of the federal additional
benefits. Thank you for that, because that shows we don't have enough time behind us to know whether or not this has forced people back into employment. Probably need another month.
At least a month.
Two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 576-7798. Alicia in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey. So love the show, first of all.
Thank you.
I really don't call in on political issues because there's such a differing factor. But in this one, I will say, like, I've been a server. The reason why people would rather stay at home on this unemployment is because we aren't making enough as servers to really support ourselves. We're facing constant workplace abuse from management, customers, people we work with, things like that. Like, why would I want to go to work in an industry that doesn't pay me enough to live on my own or support a family like we're supposed to as the American dream? But unemployment will pay me enough to be able to buy food for my house, to pay my rent, to live. I wouldn't say, like, out of what I should be, but within a level where I'm comfortable and I'm not getting kicked out of my apartment. They really have to look at, well, if you want people to go back to working, maybe we should reevaluate the workplace and how we're paying the people that have to be face-to-face with the dangers of COVID, with customers, like, unruliness. And this goes for, like, anybody that works customer service, retail, anything like that where you deal with the general public.
Airlines is a big one, Alicia.
Yeah, airlines. Like, and airline people are paid, you know, way better than somebody who works at, let's say, like, Price Choppers or, like, Red Robin.
Now, Alicia, I have a question, because we had a restaurant owner call in yesterday. And he said, if you aren't making around $20 an hour in the service industry, you're doing it wrong. And he actually checked my math, because I said, you're making what, $3 an hour, $4 an hour before tips? He said it is way more than that. And that
in Missouri,
and that, yes, now is a difficult time across the board because of low staffing issues, but that you can make a living if you use that as your first job and grow into it. Do you disagree with that?
I do disagree with that. He's obviously never been to a place like IHOP where I'll seat a table of six and they pay $80 for a meal and tip me $5.
Oh, yeah. That's
all night long. And then the other problem is you're in a situation now where, okay, we don't have enough servers, and now people are getting angry that we can't serve them as fast, or we don't have enough tables and you're waiting too long. That reflects back on the tips for a server. I could give you excellent service, but because you waited 35 minutes for a table, you take it out on me. And that's 99% of the problem.
Some people on the text line, and I expected this, Alicia, are saying, why not just quit your job at IHOP then? There are plenty of jobs available. And now businesses, I just got an email today. Nebraska Furniture Mart is kicking up some of their starting wages to like $18 to $22 in the warehouse or something like that. I got that in my email earlier today.
Right, and that's what you need is places like that. But then you also have to take into factor, like, you know, maybe somebody that works in a restaurant can't work in data entry because we don't have a degree or we don't have the experience. And then you run into those blockades. Companies want to be picky with who they hire and expect. But when the people that work at IHOP don't want to work at IHOP and want to go do bigger and better things, we can't because we're told, no, you don't have the experience.
All right. Alicia, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. 576-7798. Debbie, Samantha, Candace. It's all women at the moment. Full board of women. Debbie, Alicia, Samantha, and Candace. Hang tight. We'll get to everybody in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Everybody now.
Let us go now to Samantha in Liberty. Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to talk about how no one's applying for jobs. I have applied for over 20 jobs in my area, and not one has hit me back up or has wanted to hire me.
Why?
I don't know, actually. I don't have any bad records. I'm pretty good worker. So I'm thinking it's not because people aren't, like, trying to get the jobs. I think people that are working are not giving those people chances of being able to have the jobs.
One of the things I heard, Samantha, is it isn't necessarily that they're not hiring, because everybody's hiring. It's that they are flooded with so many applications, some of them legitimate, some of them not, that maybe yours is just getting lost in the shuffle.
Samantha, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 18.
You're 18 years old. Have you graduated from high school?
Yes, I just graduated.
Okay, good. Congratulations. Let me guess. You have filed all of these applications and indicated your interest online.
Yes.
Okay. I'm an old fuddy-duddy, but every once in a while I say something that might be semi-smart. I would encourage you to walk into a business and say that you're there to fill out an application you would like to work there.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Walk it. What kind of work are you looking to do, Samantha?
Anything that isn't fast food.
Anything that's not fast food.
Okay.
Well, there are plenty of jobs out there that are not fast food. Believe me, I drive by them all day. The next time you see a place with a help wanted sign up that interests you and you say, you know, that's a grocery store or that's Suburban Lawn and Garden or whatever, I might want to work there for the summer or for longer than that. I don't know what your plans are. Walk in and say, I'd like to speak with somebody who is in charge of hiring because I'd like to fill out an application. Who couldn't help but notice you had a help wanted sign out front, and see what happens. I bet you get the job.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Right. You are so welcome. Good luck to you, Samantha.
And somebody has a point. Very few businesses still have paper applications. That may be true. But you just did something that everybody else online isn't doing. FaceTime.
Yep.
With somebody in
Walk
a
on in.
That's right. I shocker among shockers, I got this job, not this job, but I got a job at KMBZ in December of 1996 when they were not hiring because I cold walked in and said I just wanted to meet the news director. And I said, when you're looking for somebody, give me a call. I'm your guy. I got hired the next week. They didn't have an opening. It's that FaceTime.
Well, and whether or not they have a paper application, you're now on their radar. Tell mm-hmm. them your name. Shake their hand. I know that's iffy since COVID, but...
No, it's kind of back.
Get on their radar, and you will stay on their radar because you made a good first impression.
All right. Let's go to Debbie in Excelsior Springs. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Doing quite well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't normally call into radio shows, but this is kind of near and dear to my heart because I'm 66 years old and I've worked two jobs practically my entire life. And if you need a job and you want a job and you're hungry, you're going to go out and find one. You have to get out of your comfort zone and go do that. And I think we've always had this problem with people that there are legitimate people that can't work, but there are also a lot of people that can work that can get by on Social Security. And it's just the COVID has exacerbated this problem, I believe. And there are restaurants. I live in Excelsior Springs, and there's a restaurant here that used to have live music outside that we cannot have anymore because they cannot get any help. Mm. You want a job, you got to go out and beat the pavement. You can find something. There are jobs out there.
Debbie, do appreciate the call. I think we have time for one more really quick. Candace, we're down to 30 seconds, but go ahead.
Yeah, just one government program that nobody is really talking about, and that's the one that covers your bill if you're hospitalized with COVID.
Yeah.
I was hospitalized for 10 days. My bill was $90,000.
Oh, my God.
That program will end, people. Go get your vaccine and go get a job. Thank you.
Great point.
Coming up, Dr. Dana Hawkinson with the University of Kansas Health System joins us. We'll talk about the Delta variant. Missouri now leading the nation in new COVID cases. What the hell?
Missouri has the highest rate of new infections per capita in the country.
We'll visit with Dr. Hawkinson in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. The news is next.
Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life like when and where.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.